to another exciting edition of the Brain Ladle Trivia Podcast. I am your MC Davo. With me today, we have Kells.
Bonjour.
We have Twy.
It's a me. Yes.
We have Andy.
Hello, Ladle Brainers.
And we have the Sensei Neil.
Hey, everybody.
Woo.
You want to play some trivia?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
So the way this works is each week we have a theme, and within that theme, we've got six categories of four questions each. Each question is worth 10 points. There's a few bonus points thrown in here and there, and then a final, which is worth up to 100 points. And today's theme is a mystery.
Oh.
I got an email from one of our listeners named Arthur.
Hi, Arthur.
Arthur sent in this lovely quiz. It's kind of time sensitive. Or at least current events-y. But he said that he and his family love the show, and it's a tradition that they listen to it on their 90-minute car trips to visit Grandma on Long Island. So,
oh, wow.
Oh.
Grandma, we said hi.
Yeah.
Hi, Grandma.
He says, my wife and son are constantly yelling at the podcast for Andy to stop talking and just answer the question.
Oh.
But I explained.
We just edited it out.
Okay.
But I explained that if he did
that,
then the show would be finished before we made it to Grandma's.
Wow.
So
I didn't know we were having intervention today.
So I think
that would have come up in the production meeting.
he goes on to say, so I think they may appreciate him more, but they still have a scowl on their faces during his answers.
Jeez. So,
apparently not your biggest fans, Andy.
Great to know that for you and your family, I'm the worst part of the day. I have a group of ex-girlfriends I can introduce you to that would back you up on that.
Maybe Arthur's the brother of one of your ex-girlfriends. Y'all are great. That Andy is.
All right. So this is a mystery theme. So the way the mystery themes work is each category is kind of a mini theme. If you figure out the six mini themes, then you may be able to figure out the overall theme. And the first person amongst our players to send me a private message with the correct theme will get a bonus of 20 points. Second place will get 15 points, and then 10, and then 5. But you only get one guess, so if you're incorrect, you get nothing.
Nothing. You lose.
Good day, sir.
So why don't we start with, category one.
Good place as any.
Question one. What country, with the capital of Juba, has the lowest GDP so far for 2024. And I have an easy mode if you need it for half points.
Yep.
Okay. Gosh, you know what? I'm gonna take you up on your easy mode. And then easy I'm gonna mode, shut please. Up.
If you're handing those out, I'll take it.
Okay, so Kells is locked in. Everybody else wants the easy mode. Easy mode is, this country gained independence on July 9th, 2011, making it one of the newest countries in the world.
Oh, fiddle faddle. Mm.
Locked in?
You might remember it from the Mickey Mouse Club.
Annette? man.
Mickey Mouse Club. My brain went. Mystery Mouse Couture. Totally different show.
Oh, yeah. The Mystery Mouse Couture.
I'm locked in.
Hot dog. Hot dog.
Hot dog. Hot dog.
I'm locked in with a guess.
I don't know what's happening. I'll be perfectly honest with you.
Now I can just see Goofy doing the hot dog dance.
I need to find this after the show.
Oh, that song is so great.
Because the funniest part is they're dancing. Mm-hmm.
All right. We're not even through with question one, and you guys have already lost your shit. Dude,
I haven't said Sam, I've been very quiet.
Good. You still have your shit. That's.
We lost it before we started recording.
Yeah.
Good. This is. Up. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Hot dog.
Okay, Devo, we got
I'm
it.
I'm sorry. I didn't even do that consciously. Oh, okay. Wow.
All right. Let's start with Kels.
South Sudan.
Oh, Devo? Come on. Shoot. I said West Timor. Don't laugh at it, man. That just hurts.
Andy?
I just said Sudan.
Okay.
And son of Sudan.
Twice.
South Sudan.
Oh.
Correct answer is South Sudan.
Okay.
Sudan sounds... already existed, Andy. Sorry.
Yeah.
You were looking for son of Sudan. Sudan. Sudan.
Question two. What artist's last words, "the sadness will last forever," were said before shooting himself in the chest? Though now a well-known figure, he died penniless and considered himself an artistic failure.
Oh, this sounds familiar.
It does.
Locked in. This could be a bad show.
Locked in.
Locked in.
Oh, locked in.
Okay. We'll start with Devo.
Van Gogh.
Andy.
I guess Van Gogh.
That's why.
Van Gogh.
And Kels.
Van Gogh.
It is Vincent Van Gogh.
Right.
Or Van Gogh, if you want to pronounce it like the fancy folks.
Oh.
Question three. In South Australia, a jug, schooner, butcher, and pony are all examples of this, which can be found in pubs.
In Australia, you say?
South Australia. Yes.
South Australia.
And I have to say, I did not independently confirm this question.
Nicole?
I mean, I can do that for you right now if you want me to.
No.
Okay.
A jug, a schooner.
A butcher and a pony.
Locked in.
I'm locked in.
Locked in.
Let's start with Andy.
They're different glasses.
Twy.
Glass sizes.
Kels.
I said different glasses.
Deva.
I also said different glasses.
That is correct. Specifically beer glasses.
Beer. Mm-hmm.
So a jug is 40 ounces. A schooner is 14. A butcher, 200 milliliters, whatever that is.
And what on earth?
And a pony is smaller. I'm not going to do the math.
12 ounces is 355 milliliters. So it's much less than that. Probably 6 ounces, 5 ounces.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds about right. Question four. An open comedo is the scientific name of this medical condition, which many people can find on their noses. COMEDO.
This a condition, right?
Medical condition, yes.
Locked in.
Locked in. Medical condition. I'm probably wrong then. But
wow. Locked in.
Let's start with Twy.
I know this because of Dr. Pimple Popper. It's a blackhead.
Yes! Pimple Popper for the win!
Ew.
Kels?
I said a pimple.
Deva?
Blackhead.
Andy.
I talked myself out of it. I said it's fatigue from wearing glasses, something that some sort of wear marks on your nose.
Oh.
The correct answer is a blackhead.
What?
So the question is a blackhead a kind of pimple? Should Kels get partial? I mean, credit?
A pimple is a clogged pore, so
a closed Kamido is a whitehead.
Oh, this is so.
This is such a gross question. I'm going to give Kells half points for being close.
You're kind, because I put an X next to it.
But he's giving you both points because he's grossed out and doesn't want to dive further into that world.
Yeah, that pimple popper stuff. I don't know. Same.
Love it.
I fall asleep watching those videos.
I have been known to do the same.
Dear God. There are books. Just throwing it out there.
I know they're books.
All right. At the end of category one, Andy has 20, Devo 30, and Kells and Twy both have 35. Brings us to category two. We have a special guest.
Okay. We
have the Prose Bot is back to visit.
Oh, hey. No.
So she is going to read you part of a book. Yeah.
Okay. Just making conversation.
And you just have to tell me the book that the quote is from. Okay. So here's question one.
As you grow older, you'll see white men cheat black men every day of your life. But let me tell you something and don't forget it. Whenever a white man does that to a black man, no matter who he is, how rich he is, or how fine a family he comes from, that white man is trash.
Locked in?
Locked in.
Yeah, I have no clue.
Yep.
That was my answer driving away.
All right. Let's start with Devo.
Why? To Kill a Mockingbird.
Andy?
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Twy?
To Kill a Mockingbird.
And Kells?
To Kill a Mockingbird.
The correct answer is Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird.
Holy Moses.
Okay. Let's try a harder one.
Oh, yeah, no. Sure.
Question two.
Like the bodiless heads you see sometimes in a circus sideshow, it is as though I have been surrounded by mirrors of hard, distorting glass. When they approach me, they see only my surroundings, themselves, or figments of their imagination. Indeed, everything and anything except me.
Oh boy.
I have no idea.
I will punt.
I'm locked in.
Locked in?
Locked in.
Okay. I'll start with Andy.
Robin, the Story of a Life.
Hey.
Sorry. That was cheap.
Sorry. Just go for the low blow every time.
Yeah,
just
I know. I'm sorry.
When you go low, we go high.
It was nice to the register.
When we go low, I go to hell.
What?
Invisible Man.
Kells.
Hunchback of Notre Dame.
And
now Ray Guy comes in for his first punt of the day. Kick is away. There's a high, twisting, hang-time spiral.
The correct answer is Ralph Ellison's Invisible Man.
Oh, I even thought of that, and I thought, no. Damn it.
All right. Let's go easier. Here's question three.
Sir, she said, you are no gentleman. An apt observation, he answered eerily. And you, miss, are no lady.
Oh,
I know this.
Yep.
Locked in with a guess.
Locked in.
Oh, damn it. This sounds so familiar. I knew I read this.
Locked in.
Fudge. I didn't read it. Locked in.
All right. I'll start with Twy.
Gone with the Wind.
Kells?
I said Gone with the Wind.
Deva?
Gone with the Wind.
And Andy?
We're just going to go past Devo's voice there like that was normal.
Yep.
it only encourages him.
You're right. I'm sorry. Gone with the Wind.
The correct answer is Margaret Mitchell's Gone with the Wind. Let's move on to question four.
And we must needs say it seared Hester's bosom so deeply that perhaps there was more truth in the rumor than our modern incredulity may be inclined to admit.
Huh?
I'm gonna replay that because there's a clue in there and it's a little bit hard to make out.
Okay.
And we must needs say it seared Hester's bosom so deeply that perhaps there was more truth in the rumor than our modern incredulity may be inclined to admit.
Lagan? I thought I heard a name in there. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the name. That's the clue.
Yeah, I don't know. That didn't strike a chord in me.
Can you play it again, please?
No.
So I'll tell you what she's saying there is, and we must needs say it. It seared Hester's bosom.
Locked in?
You know, Pro's boss from New Zealand. So she kind of.
Yeah, that was accent. A sentence that New Zealanders have probably never said.
Yeah.
This couldn't be about Devin Hester, could it?
I don't know what that means.
That was for Kels.
Probably a wrestler.
No.
I'm locked in with the wrong answer.
Okay. We'll start with Kels.
The Scarlet Letter.
Deva?
Oh, I said the Call of Cthulhu.
That's your go-to.
Hey, man.
The Scarlet Letter.
And Twi?
The Scarlet Letter.
Correct answer is the Scarlet Letter. It's one of the two Hesters in literature that I know of. It's the other one is in Prayer for Owen Meany, which is one of my favorites.
What is this category?
I don't know what these first two categories are.
I mean, Blackhead and South Sudan go together like peanut butter and jelly.
Right?
So I don't know what your problem is.
Right? I'm an idiot. It talks too much.
Don't let it bother you, man.
No, it's too late. I'm rattled.
You're shook.
Already?
I thought the fans were yelling, ooh, Andy. It turns out
it's
more of a boo.
When I was in college, we had a running back whose name was Chuck Weatherspoon. And whenever he had the ball, we would all just scream out spoon, like spoon. And people thought we were booing him. That was really funny. At the end of category two, Devo and Andy have 50, Kels has 65, and Twi has 75.
Good Lord.
It's not that bad.
That's 1.5 questions. Oh, no, 2.5 questions. Category three. Question one. A system of play in which each player guards an allotted area of the field and guards an opponent only when the opponent is in their area is known as what?
Locked in.
Locked in?
Isn't your hubby a coach?
Yep. I don't get involved in this part of it, okay?
You're more into personnel, not X's and O's.
Yes. Can I phone a friend?
No, after the show.
I'm going to punt.
Okay.
See, that's a part of the game too. You know stuff.
Wow.
All right, let's start with Andy.
Zone defense.
Okay, Twi.
By using Ray Guy's techniques, every punter can consistently create a spiral. This aerodynamic rotation promotes greater distance and increases hang time.
Kels?
I said zone defense.
And Devo?
I also said zone.
It is a zone defense.
Every time that guy comes on, all I can hear is Andy going, computers!
No, I couldn't get it might come up, but Phil Jackson's, what is it, the triangle defense out of my brain?
The triangle offense.
Yeah, the offense. I couldn't get that out of my brain.
Oh, I hate that.
That's why I was like, I don't know this.
I'm trying so hard with every question not to sing hot dog. I'm barely here.
It must be a hell of a song.
Oh man, it is catchy AF.
I got it. It's a must watch. It's cute.
It's cartoons and kids stuff, so Neil, you don't need to watch it.
Yeah, no, I don't watch cartoons.
No, this isn't directed. This isn't for you, per se.
Question two. What is the name of the gas that is made up of three oxygen atoms? It occurs naturally in the upper atmosphere.
Locked in.
So it's a gas is not the answer.
Well, it could be an answer, but it's not the right answer.
Let's jump in Jack Flash, dude.
Locked in?
He's a gas.
I know I'm going to say the wrong thing. That's going to be stupid. I'm locked in. Screw it.
Okay. That's why.
Ozone?
Kels?
Ozone.
Deva?
Ozone.
And Andy?
Ozone.
So ozone. Hey.
I thought I was going to be stupid.
Andy's not stupid, everybody. Hooray!
It's a Christmas miracle.
Question three. What cult film from the 80s was directed by Richard Elfman and was based on the stage performances of the theater troupe The Mystic Knights of the Oingo Boingo?
Okay, I have considered myself an Oingo Boingo fan from way back, and I have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah. I like Oingo Boingo as well, and this is...
I'm going to have to punt. I got nothing.
I'm locked in with a answer in place of a punt, which I can't do.
I've got nothing.
This is probably going to be a sweep, guys. This is hard.
Yeah, I've never heard of this. A film in the 80s.
He sleeps the streets.
Pretty much. Locked in.
Batman Begins?
Batman Re-Begins.
All right. You ready, Kels?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, go for it.
The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai.
Ooh.
Deva?
Oh.
Really? That's a Frozone.
I've never even heard of Frozone.
I have.
Frozone? Like Incredibles Frozone?
Well, we went from Zone to Ozone to then Frozone. It's a pattern.
No, I'm with you.
Andy?
Ray maximizes power while creating a natural spiral. With high-speed filming, we can actually show you how Ray Guy achieves this aerodynamic rotation.
With computers!
and Twy.
Ferris Bueller.
It's Supermarket
Sweep. There it is.
The correct answer is Forbidden Zone.
I was so close.
Forbidden Zone?
Yeah,
hold on. Hold on.
Nope. I gotta check Wikipedia. It's all on there. It was intended to be a film representation of their stage show.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, goodness.
Look. In the sixth dimension. So
here you go. Look at the image search. It's got the little guy from Fantasy Island in it.
Yeah, everybody Villachez is in
a giant frog. Oh, this is so... I have to see this.
Technically, it's Danny Elfman's first soundtrack.
Oh. There's a sequel.
Hell yeah!
There is. Zone 2.
Now I gotta look at this. Hold on.
This Danny Elfman is like the devil. Trash. This looks like garbage.
Oh, this picture with the clown in front of the house is horrifying.
Yes, it is.
Holy Moses.
I mean, have you guys ever seen the Mystic Knights of the Oingo Boingo perform?
No.
Yeah, I've
never heard of them.
It's an experience. They were on the Gong Show once.
Yeah.
So this is not Oingo Boingo. This is
it evolved into Oingo Boingo.
It's in process.
Okay. In process.
The genesis of Oingo Boingo.
Yeah. Which eventually just transmogrified into just Boingo.
Did it?
Yeah. In the end, they were just the last album is just Boingo.
So it was like a Jefferson Airplane.
Yeah.
Type thing.
Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship. There's one other one in there too, isn't there?
The Jeffersons.
Wow.
Question four. The Twilight Zone episodes, Nightmare at 20,000 Feet, The Invaders, and Button Button were written by what legend? What writing legend? Legend is in quotes.
Mm. Writing legend.
All right, I'm locked in.
I was so excited because I know this episode in detail, except for this detail.
I'm locked in.
Locked in.
Locked in.
With a parenthetical.
Locked in.
Okay. Let's start with Devo.
Bradbury.
Andy.
The most prolific Ray Bradbury.
Twy. Mm.
Rod Serling.
And Kels.
Stephen King, but I have R.L. Stine in all parentheses.
All I'm trying to say is, I now got the legend. Shoot.
My second guess was Rod Serling. So I would have gotten this wrong twice.
Can I guess again?
Sure.
Matheson?
Yep.
Dang it.
Oh.
Yep. That's why I specified legend was in.
Legends in quotes. Yeah. I am legend.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Bollocks. See, we're not smart to pick on subtle clues.
Well, pointing out specifically that one particular word is in quotes isn't really a subtle clue.
Right. Again, wow, not good Neil. At it. Not good at it. I was being honest.
But I'm just pointing out that you're not really good at obvious clues either.
Even better. Wow, you supersized that shame right there, bud.
I'm just going to stay quiet.
Let's make this.
Well, that's all Arthur wants is for you to stay quiet. I know.
Cajun spices.
This is so crushing.
Put some Old Bays on that, Shane.
All right. At the end of category three, Devo and Andy have 70.
Yay. Hey.
Kels and Twy have 85.
Hey.
Let's move on to category four. So category four is kind of a story.
Ooh.
Okay. And apparently Arthur is a clumsy person, and you'll see why here in a second. Question one is, I was going for a walk and there was an uneven sidewalk. I tripped and took a tumble and broke my iliac crest. Where is that located on my body?
Locked in. Oh damn,
what was that?
My sleeve caught my notebook, so it's paper getting ruffled.
Mm-hmm. Ruffle paper.
Locked in.
You're weird. Just weird.
Locked in.
That's why.
Hip bone.
Andy.
The part that hit the cement. Not wrong. I am not wrong.
You are wrong because the question is, where was that located on my body?
Yeah. The part of your body that hit the cement.
Okay. Deva?
Yep.
I'm sorry, what?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
He's from Alabama now.
So. Yep's an answer? We I can said, do yep. that now? When do we start saying we can do
iliac
that?
Iliac crest is on your hip.
Oh, yep.
Yep.
You're saying yup.
Yeah, that's what I thought at first, too.
Yep.
I thought we talked about you trying out characters in the production meeting first.
Sorry.
He was late.
Actually, you blew off the production meeting.
Kels?
Hip.
I would have accepted pelvis or hip. Mm. Question two. I was trying to remove the Christmas lights from my roof when the ladder gave way. I hit the ground and broke my five metatarsals, which are located where?
Locked in.
Locked in.
Locked in.
Locked in.
Did I say I was locked in?
I don't think you did.
I sure thought it, but I am locked in now. Wow.
Okay. Andy?
The hand.
Deva?
That's the foot.
Kels? Oh.
Foot.
Twy?
Foot.
Correct answer is the foot.
I don't know anatomy. Or the foot.
just the oh no, anatomy.
And no one's disagreeing. No, buddy, you're doing good.
You're all right. At least you didn't say cement this time.
You guys are assholes. Can I say that?
Question three. I tripped again, and this time I broke all eight of my carpal bones, which are located where?
Locked in.
Locked in.
Kels?
Hand.
Twy?
Wrist.
Andy?
Hand.
Deva?
It's your hand.
Correct answer is the wrist.
Wrist.
Where do you get carpal tunnel?
Okay, Twy. Okay.
And question four. I was walking up the stairs on my crutches when one slipped out from under me. I tumbled down the stairs but didn't break any bones. However, rats. The doctor's concerned that these falls might have led to CTE. I used to know what that was, but I'm not so sure now. What does CTE stand for?
Oh, we've had this. And
locked
it's
just, in.
Yep, we've had this.
Oh, boy.
Locked in. Oh, I cannot spell the last word.
I don't have enough paper.
This is like your final destination was just, death was just an asshole. And it's like, I'm just going to suffer. I'll kill you, but
yeah.
Make you wildly inconvenient.
Okay. All right. Oh, bummer. I'm locked in.
Bummer.
All right. Let's start with Kels.
Chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
Twy.
Chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
Andy.
Cerebral trauma, especially.
Especially. Dave. Chronic traumatic encephalopathy. I don't know what happened in my mouth while I was talking. I don't know.
The correct answer is chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
I said allopoly.
Yeah. I mean, you're close enough.
Okay. I don't know why I said, never mind.
It gave me a good chuckle.
I live for that.
At the end of category four, Andy has 70 points, which is what he had at the end of category three.
Thanks. Yep. Thanks.
Devo has 100 points, Kels 115, and Twy 125. So we're moving on to category five. You guys figuring out the themes?
No.
I got like two of them.
I think I've got two.
Category five, question one. What theoretical physicist published a groundbreaking paper in 1905 that said that if his theory is correct, then mass and energy are equivalent to each other?
Locked in.
I'm locked in.
I'm also locked in.
Locked in.
We'll start with Andy.
Einstein.
Deva.
Einstein.
Pels.
Albert Einstein.
Twy.
Einstein.
Correct answer is Albert Einstein. E equals MC squared. Question two. Edward Teller was a Hungarian theoretical physicist known as the father of what?
Locked in.
Teller Jr. Oh, no.
It's the Teller Amendment from the Spanish-American War.
That's what I was thinking.
I know. I'm trying to help.
Locked in?
Locked in.
God, I have no idea. Locked in.
Okay. Let's start with Devo.
He is the father of dragons.
Kels?
I said the atom bomb.
Twy?
The hydrogen bomb?
Andy?
Father of nuclear energy?
Edward Teller was the father of the hydrogen bomb.
Yep, he sure was.
Mm-hmm. Question three. Louis Strauss's nomination for what cabinet position was rejected by the Senate in 1959?
Louis Strauss.
Department of Blue Jeans.
That's my joke answer.
No, sorry. I'm locked in.
I'm locked in.
I'm locked in as well.
Come on down to Louis Strauss Dodge. We have free popcorn for the kids.
Dog it, y'all made me. Neil, can you repeat the question?
Louis Strauss's nomination for what cabinet position was rejected by the Senate in
1959? Okay. Locked in.
Okay. Let's start with Kels.
I was going to go with the Secretary of Denim, but I went with Secretary of State.
Twy.
Secretary of Energy.
Andy.
Secretary of Commerce.
Deva.
Secretary of Energy.
You got a lot of different answers, but only one of them is right. Secretary of Commerce.
Because this all makes sense. What the holy Hannah is going on here?
No idea.
Question four. What officer in the United States Army Corps of Engineers oversaw the construction of the Pentagon and directed the Manhattan Project?
Oh, come on. Ooh. I didn't see Oppenheimer. Wasn't that Matt Damon?
Locked in.
I'm locked in.
I'm locked in with a rat.
Locked in.
Okay. We'll start with Twy.
Mr. Lego.
Wow.
Wow.
Andy?
General Groves.
Deva?
General Jones.
Kels?
I just said Oppenheimer.
Correct answer is Leslie Groves. Shoot, now I got to check to make sure that he was a general. Oh, yep, Lieutenant General. I probably would have given you credit anyway, Andy.
Thank you.
At the end of Category 5, Andy has 100, Devo 110, Kels 125, and Twy 140.
Over the Allison line.
Sorry, Twy 145. And our final category.
Eh. It was a long shot.
Question one. These twins, born Shane and Sia Carlson, got their start on an LA billboard that Hugh Hefner saw and put them on the cover of Playboy in September 1991.
What?
Oh, I remember this.
Locked in.
Locked in.
I'm locked in.
Locked in.
Okay. Deva?
The Barbie twins.
Kels?
Barbie twins.
Twy.
Double mint twins.
Andy.
The Barbie twins.
Correct answer is the Barbie twins.
Barbie head. Okay.
No.
It's B-A-R-B-I. Probably to avoid copyright.
Copyright.
Mm-hmm. Question two. What SS officer was known as the Butcher of Lyon?
That's a pretty hard pivot away from.
Yeah.
Locked in.
Locked in.
Locked in.
Yeah, I got nothing. Oh, is that. What's his. Now I don't know if I'm. Locked in.
Okay. Let's start with Kels.
His last name is Barbie, but I think his first name was skewed on the.
Twy.
Barbie.
Andy.
I think his name is Barbie.
And Deva.
I said Himmler.
Okay. the SS officer in question, it was named Klaus Barbie.
Yeah.
Question three. What 1990s quote-unquote comedy film starred Cheech Marin as an American tourist hired by Emma Sams to pose as an obnoxious new boyfriend to convince her father that her current boyfriend is the good one? And there's an easy mode if you need it.
I need it.
I need it as well.
Easy mode.
Okay, everybody wants easy mode. Mm-hmm. It also shares its name with a popular Australian food phrase.
Great.
Locked in?
Locked in?
Locked in.
Locked in.
Twy?
Shrimp on a Barbie?
Andy?
Shrimp on the Barbie.
Diva?
Shrimp on the Barbie.
And Kels?
Shrimp on the Barbie.
You all got it. I have never heard of this movie before, but I don't want to watch it.
And I want to apologize to Nicole because she hates that saying, as she says, so does she and other Australians.
I get it.
Do they not say it?
No.
Shrimp or prawns.
She said anyway. It's a stereotype.
Oh.
Well, we apologize for the bulk of America for the past few decades.
Yeah. Speak for yourself.
Never mind.
I think it's funny. They talk funny. Question four. Another Hugh Hefner related question. Wow. When then 42-year-old Hef asked this model out on a date, she responded that he had never dated anyone. That she responded that she had never dated anyone over 24. His response was, neither have I. He also suggested changing her name from Barbara Klein to this.
Locked in.
Oh. Locked in.
Locked in.
This is kind of a deep cut, but you old folks might get it.
Yeah, I liked myself a bit of the Playboy back in my day.
I can't.
Oh, I think I locked in with the wrong person. The more I'm thinking, I recognize about this, I'm wrong.
I recognize the name, but I'm locked in.
Okay, let's start with Andy.
Heidi Klaus. Am I remembering that right? I think I'm wrong.
I don't know what you're remembering, but it's not the answer to this.
Or Fleiss. Is that her name?
Heidi Fleiss, but she was a madam.
Okay.
Diva.
Barbie Benbenek.
Okay. Kels.
Great.
Barbie Blank.
And Twy.
Barbie.
That's the way he sweeps the street. That's the way he sweeps the street. He sweeps the street.
There you go.
Good stuff.
The correct answer is Barbie Benton.
Ben Bennett. Yeah, I was drinking. I don't know.
What?
She was like 60s and 70s popular.
Mm. Yeah.
I think by the early mid 80s, she was pretty much out of the celebrity business. Okay, well, I'm waiting for an answer from one person.
I'm done answering.
If they want to try to answer, I'll accept it. If not, we'll move on. So you know who you are, so.
Yeah, no, I don't. I have no clue.
Okay. I kind of had a feeling, but I wanted to give you the opportunity. Because
what I was originally thinking went out the window, so.
What were you originally thinking?
The Super Bowl would be really mad.
Okay. Well, it's not the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Kels, you were the first one to answer correctly. You want to go over these?
Yeah.
You were. by just a little bit, but.
No.
Okay. If it's all right with you, I'd like to skip the first category.
Okay.
Jump right into category two. Those are all novels by American authors. So right. They are American fiction.
That is correct.
Zone was prevalent in category 3. Mm-hmm. So the zone of interest, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Category 4, I felt like could have been two different things, but I'm going to go with Anatomy of a Fall over Poor Things.
Yep, because he
fell all
he fell time. A lot.
Yeah, fell all the
and
time.
And there was a lot of anatomy.
But, you know, somebody's grandma would be like, oh, poor thing, just keep falling and hurting herself. Category 5, all things related to the creation of the atomic bomb.
Yeah. There are actually all characters in Oppenheimer.
All characters in Oppenheimer. And then the last category, Barbie.
Okay. Do you want to go back and pick up one?
One?
That's got to be the Poor Things because she had black hair.
So remember the first question was the lowest GDP so far for 2024.
Oh, so
it's a poor country.
Poor country.
Van Gogh was a poor artist. Poor
artist.
You pour beer.
And then pours.
And clogged pours. Yeah. So they're all poor things. Poor things.
Oh wow. God.
So these are all Best Picture nominees of the year 2023.
Nice.
That is correct. So Devo also got it correct. I think Devo got it like after the second question. No, when did you get it, Kels? Did you get it after Barbie?
Yeah, after the first Barbie.
I got it after the first Barbie.
So
let me check the times. I got Kels' answer at 9:11. I got Devo's answer at 9:13.
Dang it!
Oh man!
Wow!
Dang it! Very close. Good show, buddy.
Good show, my friend.
Sudden death. And the Oscar goes to death.
That would be awesome.
Dream the impossible dream.
All right, so we are going to start our sudden death round. I got 10 questions. If you get
what
it.
What are the scores going into?
Oh, you want to know what the scores are?
I don't. Yeah. I'm good.
So including the bonuses for the mystery theme.
Yeah, whatever.
I've got Andy with 130, Devo 145, Twy 165, and Kels 175.
Holy moly.
Hello, basement, my old friend.
So the sudden death, you can keep answering as long as you get them right. As soon as you get one wrong, you are out of the game. And they're worth 10 points each. And the theme for the sudden death is 2024 Oscar nominees.
Oh, no.
So for actors and other categories.
Okay. Oh.
Okay. So some are titles, some of the answers are titles, and some have the same title of a nominee, though isn't the nominee itself, if that makes sense.
Okay.
But just answer the questions to the best of your ability.
Okay.
Question one, getting a nomination this year for Best Original Score, what man is the only person to be nominated in 7 different decades?
Locked in. I was thinking that, dude.
I locked in.
Person who comes to mind immediately. I'm trying to think if
locked in.
Even did anything recently.
That's what has me a little confused.
Remember, guys, if we get it wrong, all of us, it's a mulligan.
All right, that's. It's Toy Story 3 then. I'm locked in.
Yeah.
All right. Let's start with Kels.
John Williams.
Deva.
John Williams.
Andy.
Am I the only one that's stunned that apparently John Williams is still working? What did he record this year that's going up for the Oscars? But that's all I can come up with is John Williams.
Twy.
Williams.
Is it for Indiana Jones?
It is.
Oh, right.
Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
Dial of Destiny.
So his first nominee was for Valley of the Dolls.
Oh, wow.
In 1968. And he got several in the 70s, 80s, mm-hmm. 90s, 10s, and now the 20s.
And the aughts, the naughty aughts, as I like to call them.
No.
I skipped over them just so that you could correct me and say that.
Thank you. It's like we set that up or something.
Question two. What is the highest grossing Japanese film in U.S. box office history?
Pacific Rim.
Locked in. It's one of two.
Locked in.
He sweeps the streets.
Remember, these are all nominated for Oscars this year.
I'm locked in.
Okay.
I think I might be out.
Is everybody else ready?
Locked in. Sorry, I was muted. My neighbor's parking his truck and it was loud.
Okay, we'll start with Deva.
Godzilla minus one.
Andy?
I'm presuming it's a joke answer, but that's what I'm going with. Godzilla minus one.
Twy?
I just have Godzilla.
Kels?
Godzilla minus one.
Should I give Twy credit?
She is Twy.
It's a good point.
If you ever have
the counter argument is there's been like 70 years of Godzilla movies.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to say no, because there was a movie called Godzilla from 1954, which is not the highest grossing Japanese film. So
how is Godzilla minus one the highest grossing Japanese
film? I didn't even know there was a Godzilla minus one.
Oh, then you definitely don't get points.
Problem solved. Next question.
They do so many remakes. It could have been just Godzilla in 2024 or 23 or whenever the heck it came out.
Well, they've
settle down, Twy.
Well, I want to address Twy's point. See, I'm a bit of a kaiju fan.
Oh.
And they're in a different phase of Godzilla's. Like, they've rebooted Godzilla now for the 2000s. The 2020s, this kind of newer Godzilla. So they had a Godzilla a couple of years ago called Shin Godzilla. Mm-hmm. And so this is a different iteration of that same character.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
It was good, though.
It's still a giant reptilian creature destroying Tokyo, but it's a different thing.
So it was nominated for visual effects.
Yeah, it was. And Godzilla Minus One saw wide release in the United States. They usually don't do that, but it got such big buzz online from Japan because it's won pretty much all the awards in Japan. It kind of came over as a big splash, as Godzilla is wont to do.
Yeah, it's grossed $106 million so far. Okay, question three. This actress made her film debut in Superbad and won a Best Actress Oscar playing a struggling actress in Hollywood, and gets romantically involved with a white man who wants to save jazz.
Locked in.
I wonder how long Andy's been muted.
2 years.
A very long time, it turns out, yeah. I've been chiming in and bombing.
Just sorry, man. Kind of
rolled right over my Godzilla comments. I also locked in, not that you assholes cared.
We care.
We asked about you.
Eventually, I could have been dead. Could have keeled over a long time ago.
You guys quiet, just kept
going, Andy, with the show.
Could have just been quiet.
Oh, Albert's family know that never happens.
Arthur,
whatever.
Albert.
Even better.
Man.
Albert's a totally different person.
It doesn't matter.
It kind of matters.
I'm losing. I don't care about anybody else.
Andy, I care about what your answer to this question is.
Emma Stone.
Kels.
Emma Stone.
And Deva.
Emma Stone.
Is Emma Stone nominated for Best Actress for Poor Things, which I still haven't seen. I want to.
I do too.
Question four. This director won his first directing Oscar in 2007, and it was presented to him by Steven Spielberg, Francis Ford Coppola, and George Lucas.
Locked in.
Locked in. Wow.
Wow.
My gosh.
And you know this.
Oh, the one that's not in the locked in.
The one that's not in the
not in that group?
Yes.
Could be anybody.
Charles?
Martin Scorsese.
Deva?
Scorsese.
And Andy?
Martin Scorsese.
It is Martin Scorsese. Nominated for Best Director for Killers of the Flower Moon.
Moon?
Moon.
Moon. Question five. This actress has two Best Actress Oscars, one for playing a rape victim and the other for playing a rookie FBI agent chasing a serial killer.
Oh.
Locked in.
Okay. Deva?
Jodie Foster.
Andy?
Jodie Foster.
And Tukels?
Jodie Foster.
Nominated for Best Supporting Actress for NIAID. Jodie Foster.
Which I'm sure all of us have seen.
Never heard of it.
All right.
Question six. This actor just signed on to reprise an earlier role in the upcoming film 28 Years Later, which I didn't know was happening until I read this question that Arthur wrote, and I'm very excited.
Yeah.
There's going to be a trilogy. So I guess there's going to be 28 years later and then 28 decades later and then 28 centuries later. Yeah, they already had that one.
Yeah. So,
but I heard there's going to be three more.
Three more?
Yeah. This is the first of a new trilogy.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
I just drew a total blank.
Now I get it. It's
Twi?
Yes.
There she is.
We were checking on you because, you know, you might have been dead or something.
That happens on this podcast. But...
I got nothing. Sure, locked in.
Okay, Andy?
Hulk Hogan.
What you gonna do, brother, when the rage virus hits these 24-inch pythons?
Kels?
Killian Murphy.
And Deva?
Murphy.
Her answer is, I thought it was Cillian. Is it Killian?
Killian.
Killian Murphy, Killian. Nominated for Best Actor for Oppenheimer. Sorry, Andy, you are eliminated.
Yeah.
So since it's now one-on-one, have I been mathematically eliminated yet?
No, I think you took that chance, bro.
Not yet. You are three questions behind. You need to win all four of these, and Kels needs to miss this next one.
Which is a chance, man.
I know it's a chance. It's a chance. I'll take a chance.
Take a chance on me.
But you're already in second, so yeah.
There's that.
Yeah. Question seven. Bill Murray is one of two previous SNL cast members nominated for an Academy Award for Best Actor. The other one got his nomination in 1993 for a 92 film where he played a classic film star.
First classic film star. Oh, locked in.
Okay. Kels.
Robert Downey Jr.
Deva?
Or as the kids call him, RDJ. Robert Downey Jr.
That is correct. Nominated for Best Supporting Actor for Oppenheimer. Question eight. With his band Stay Human, this performer was the band leader for The Late Show with Stephen Colbert from 2015 to 2022.
Locked in. Oh, God. Oh, no.
Have one of his records.
I think I'm out, man.
Oh, come on, dig deep.
I didn't know Stephen Colbert had a house band.
I didn't either.
I'm locked in.
Well, I mean, I guess this was after he stopped doing the other show, huh? I never watched his late show.
I'm locked in with the wrong answer.
Go ahead, Deva.
Questlove.
Oh, buddy.
Kels.
Jean-Baptiste.
Her answer is Jean-Baptiste. Do you know what he was nominated for?
I don't.
Best song for It Never Went Away from the documentary American Symphony.
Yeah, I had no idea. Yeah.
All right, it's just Kells now. Question 9. Kells is doing really good in this movie category.
Crazy.
It's shocking. It's really shocking. Surprise.
Glad I was sitting down for this whole thing.
Surprised it took that long for that to get me.
Question 9. Mark Wahlberg played the real-life Vince Papale, a longtime bartender who got to play for the Philadelphia Eagles after a public tryout in this 2006 film.
Invincible.
It is Invincible. So Invincible shares a name with the Best Live-Action Short nominee.
Wow.
And question 10. After editing her first film for Martin Scorsese in 1967, this editor would go on to edit 22 more films for him, as well as short films and documentaries.
How up are you on best editors? The Academy.
Not the slightest idea.
Just guess a name. Maybe you'll get it right.
Catherine Bigelow.
No. You didn't have to say ridiculous question.
You told him just to guess, and then you shamed him when he guessed.
Instantly shamed.
Totally set you up there.
He did.
Shame trap.
But she's not even an editor. She's a director.
My God,
you're, man. You're people starting a business. What?
You're fired from Brain Ladle now.
Shame on you. Shame upon your cow.
God, when I said to guess, I didn't mean to guess stupid.
Her name is Thelma Schoonmaker.
I'm not getting
Kells. What the actual hell? You couldn't guess
what? Thelma Schoonmaker?
Schoon. S-C-H-O-O-N-M-A-K-E-R.
So she was intuitively, you should have gotten there.
Of the Cape Cod Schoonmakers?
The Cape Cod Schoonmakers is what made that comedy gold.
All right. So our final scores. Twy ended up with 175. Andy, 180. Devo, 215, and Kells, 265 points.
Hey, Kells.
Thank you. Thank
playing
you.
Your strengths, buddy.
Yeah.
If you hadn't gotten this.
Yeah, if I hadn't gotten this.
This the pressure of, you know, having it in your wheelhouse. You gotta get it. And you did. Very good.
Well, mostly. He missed that last one.
Well, we'll forgive the Schoonmaker for now.
Send her some roses on the nomination.
Well, thank you, Arthur, for this excellent mystery theme. And if anybody else out there listening would like to send in a quiz for us, we'd be happy to accept it at neil@brainladle.com.
That's a me.
So from all of us here at the Brain Ladle Trivia Podcast, I am your MC Devo with Kells.
Pound for pound, Sugar Ray Robinson, the greatest fighter ever lived.
Twy.
Bye.
Andy.
So long, ladle brainers.
And the Sensei Neil.
Here's a little Oingo Boingo for you.
Yeah.
Lyricbot would have added a level of normalcy that would have been confusing.
That is the theme song for the Forbidden Zone movie, in case you want to watch it.
That was a lot to process.
Check that out. Signing off.
Boy, that Devo sure is salty. Hi, I'm Brain Ladle's Andy McBride. Do you remember those crisp autumn days crunching through the leaves on your way home from school? Do you remember filling your hat with delicious wild strawberries that tasted of sunshine? Do you remember every time Davo took the Lord's name in vain or said, fuck? I do. I keep track. He will pay. Bleeps aren't cheap, and Davo continues to open his dumpster mouth. Help us, won't you? For the cost of a cup of coffee, we can make sure that children will never be subjected to the boy potty mouth again. Patreon supporters can be a guest on the show, you can take part in our conversation on our Discord channel, and you can get a chance to listen to special Patreon-only episodes. Please think of the children, let them lead the way, and give them a sense of pride.
So, by the way, just as an aside, Kells inspired me to go through the Best Picture winners in order. Well, and I'm currently halfway through Gone with the Wind. And
wow.
I just, it's so rough.
Yeah, it's not good.
People say it's such a great movie, but
I don't know who those people are.
She's so terrible.
Yes.
And the portrayal of the slaves is just grotesque. And the cards in between talking about how like the glory days of knights and damsels and masters and slaves are gone with the wind, as if that's something that we should aspire to again. It's just bad.
Wow.
And I know it's like ultimately a story of redemption and all that kind of stuff.
Is
but
it? Well,
I mean, I don't know. I'm only halfway through it. I don't think I've ever watched it before. Well,
keep,
but
yeah, keep going.
It seems like, you know, when after the war and she's like trying to keep the farm up, that she's becoming a slightly better person. But he's kind of a dick.
Oh yeah.
You still got some footage to go.
So. Yeah, no, I've still got 2 hours of the damn movie.
Yeah.
Reserve.
It's a slog. Slog.
Lasted longer than I did. I was 20 minutes in and said, no, I'm not finishing this movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm through the worst of it, I think. Like Ziegfeld one where the dude in the blackface, that was hard. But anyway, so enough of that.
Richard Elfman made a Forbidden Zone 2.
Of course he did. He is a weird, weird dude.
In 2011, the sequel no one asked for.
Yeah. When he has more money. Oof. But I will be on Pirate Bay later today.
Make sure we keep that in the recording.
We keep that in the recording. Well, I'm not paying money for this piece of shit. And I'm pretty sure this isn't streaming on Hulu or something. So, yeah.
You've got to take it out. We're trying to make it to NPR. You can't tell them we do that kind of stuff.
Right. They know.
Trying to make it to NPR?
Yeah.
I don't know what that
is. It's on Tubi. Tubi's free.
It's on Tubi.
Seriously?
It's on Tubi.
Zero money.
Neil, I think Kel said something about NPR Ladle, so we're trying to make it to NPR's broadcast podcast.
Oh, I see.
Where I will be played by Ira Glass.
Get abs like Ira Glass. My favorite Onion headline.
The preceding podcast was presented by Brain Ladle Productions. All rights reserved.
Sure, come get this baby.